touting a more secure border with far less illegal immigration. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Trump border czar did that this morning at the White House.
When 96% less people are coming, how many women aren't being sexually assaulted by the cartels? How many children aren't dying making that journey?
Tom Homan also again warned immigrants here illegally they should self-deport or risk being caught and removed permanently. Later today, the president plans to sign another executive order targeting Democrat-led so-called sanctuary cities resisting his immigration raids and deportations. An earlier order to strip federal funding from them was blocked in court. Early yesterday, there was a raid in Colorado Springs at an underground nightclub full of illegal immigrants and illegal drugs. DEA Principal Deputy Administrator Rob Murphy tells Fox that raid
resulted in about 115 illegal aliens that we've identified so far, and there were 17 active duty military, some of which were working at the club as armed security.
Russia is planning to stop its war in Ukraine next month, but only for 3 days.
Posting on Telegram, the Kremlin said the 72-hour truce will start at midnight on May 8th and last until May 11th, which coincides with Russia's 80th anniversary celebrations, marking the end of the Second World War.
That's Fox's Stephanie Bennett. President Trump keeps pushing for a permanent ceasefire, critical of recent Russian attacks, calling them very disappointing. He met with Ukraine's leader Saturday in Rome after Pope Francis's funeral. Now, this morning, we got an announcement from the Vatican. The conclave to choose the next pope will start May 7th.
And there's already been a lot of interest on the likely top contenders. Now, analysts say that this May 7th date, which is in the middle of the week of when it could begin, indicates that these cardinals would like some extra time to get to know each other. We know that at least 100 of the eligible cardinals took part in this meeting earlier today, and as many as 30 others will be able to participate in the conclave next week.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Rome. There's a massive power outage in Spain and Portugal. Millions of people affected, cutting off phone service and trains. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
From the News 11's information desk, I'm Manoel Tuyasosopo. Over the weekend, a pickup truck in Yuma veered off the road and ended up in a nearby canal off of Araby Road. Police say they rescued a 73-year-old man from the vehicle and say he possibly suffered a medical issue that caused him to lose control. The driver was transported to Onvita Health with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. And the DEA and the Yuma Police Department teamed up to host their national drug take-back event. The event provided locals a safe opportunity to get rid of unwanted or expired prescription medications. The take-back effort also helps prevent potential harm in medication misuse. YPD says they filled 12 boxes during the event and has more information on drop boxes at their station. And the Summerton High School Toros Locals wrestling team spent their Saturday scrubbing cars and raising money for their new program. Coach Jose Nunez says the fundraiser would help them purchase boys and girls warm-up gear and overall help their new program catch up to speed. Catch us on the TV side on News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local, weather, and sports news.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation!
No,
hurry, time's almost up!
Okay, okay. The most amazing care. Oh, Belly!
Oh, I know! Shrine!
Time's up! Okay, our turn.
Ready? Go!
They changed my life.
Shriners Hospital for Children! Yay!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
I can do things now that were impossible before.
I can draw.
I can play basketball.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you!
Go to loveshriners.org right away. Thank you!
What is your healing power?
Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game, marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
So let me get a full introduction. I know Tanya, mm-hmm. I know your first name, Sean, I know your first name, but tell me a little bit about what you do with and the full name of the club that you participate in.
So it's Yuma Desert Doves Women on the Wing.
Okay.
And we are a chapter, a local chapter here in Yuma, Arizona, of the national organization Pheasants Forever. So, and I'm the banquet coordinator, which is a money maker for the chapter, so can continue to pour into the community.
Okay, so banquet coordinator. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get back to that, but Tanya, introduce yourself for us.
My name is Tanya Ivan, and I've been originally from Germany, which you will probably hear. It will come out in the accent.
I love the accent.
Yes. And I've been in Yuma for almost 20 years now. And my role in our chapter is the outreach chair. So I do the social media, make connections with other partnering organizations, recruit people, and just get people excited about our activities.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So with that, as an introduction, what is the appeal to become part of your organization? Why would individuals want to join in?
Well, we actually want to empower women mm-hmm. to come and do activities in the outdoors. And our experience is actually that a lot of women want to do that, but they're missing the avenue that can get them introduced to that. So we hear stories all the time where they're saying, I used to do this. I used to go camping. I used to go hunting. We used to go fishing with my grandpa, uncle, older brother, etc. And then something happens, you know, they move away, they pass away, and they lose that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't know how to get back into that. They need that mentor, that guidance. And that's where we come into play. So we offer an avenue for women in a safe, supported place to explore that, to take them a little bit out of their comfort zone and introduce them to activities that they always wanted to do but didn't dare or didn't know how to get there. And that's where we pick them up and take them on the journey.
Tanya, you mentioned this male influence,
mm-hmm.
taking them on these adventures, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, a lot of times what we connect with firearms and hunting, right? Mm-hmm. And so what would you tell a girl that is curious about getting into this but feels like she just doesn't belong, or she's scared because maybe that grandpa or that dad isn't around anymore, or she's in a new community? What would you tell her?
Well, I would tell her, do you want to do something exciting, something adventurous, something that makes you feel powerful and confident, and you're surrounded by other women who will support you, who will carry you, who will laugh and cry with you if it comes down to that, and have a lot of fun, but also do something that makes you feel good. And in my experience, that's the journey I went on when I discovered the outdoors and groups and activities that do that. It made me feel more confident. It changed my own personality. And I think that's very important. A lot of women need that and need to go through that and need to discover that about themselves.
What if they don't know much about firearms? Uh-huh. Will they learn?
That's a big one.
Yeah. Or even hunting. I mean, you have to know certain skills to find the game and not spook them, right?
Yeah.
So are they going to learn those types of things? Is that part of what you guys help with?
So we hear it all the time, the I'm afraid of guns that comes up. And the way I explain it is a gun is like a tool. So you're afraid of it because you don't know how to use it. It's like a car, like a vehicle. If you don't know how cars work, they go fast, they're big, they're loud, so they're something scary. But when you know how a car works, how to operate it, it's nothing big anymore. A car is just a tool that you use. Now, if you have a dangerous driver, that's what you really need to be afraid of. So a gun is also just a tool. It doesn't just go off by itself. That's physically not possible. So what we introduce women to is we focus on a lot of gun safety. We have classes on every time guns are involved in any kind of activity. You go through the safety rules. You have backup safety and people watching out for you. And then when they learn how it really works, how to operate it, the anxiety level goes way down because now you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, experience and just doing it over and over again, repetition, that makes you safer because then it becomes automatic memory.
You mentioned the word experience. Shauna, do you guys go out to like the range as a group and and focus on lots of repetition, lots of that gets the women familiar with the firearm that they're going to use?
Yes, absolutely. Tanya, being our outreach coordinator, is really good about sending out invites to all of our members and getting them out in the range so that they can have that, practice that muscle memory, you know, and keep that pretty fresh in a very safe environment. So.
Have you seen a woman go from very timid to...
Oh my God, very empowering.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Empowering.
So you've seen it.
Yes, they have shared their stories.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
Do you know one off the top of your head that you could share with us?
Well, yeah. I've watched, I don't know if we can name names, but Jill, she's one of our members from,
someone I thought of as
from
well.
Phoenix, actually. So she joined our Learn to Hunt sequence, which takes them really from the beginner level through a mentor dove hunt during the Yuma dove season, where they have a mentor behind them that shows them and helps them, tells them, this is a dove, this is what you can shoot. No, this is not a dove, don't shoot that. Which is really...
That's an owl. Don't shoot the owls.
Yeah, blackbirds or starlets. Yeah. Those fly too during dove season. So, and that's a big one for people who are like, I don't want to shoot the wrong thing. How do I do that? And that's typical from a woman. They're not just going hunting because they want to shoot and hunt. They want to do the right thing and they want to harvest a bird legally and ethically. So having that mentor there and having that offer there is really important to them. And Jill was one of our members who came to every event that we offered. She drove from Phoenix.
Wow. That's dedication.
What a dedication. And attended that. She did our dove hunt. And then she came to, I think she came to Javelina camp.
Mm-hmm.
She went to deer camp and actually recruited her husband with her, who then harvested a deer.
Wow.
So she would have harvested, but something happened. She wasn't there at that point when the opportunity came. So her husband took the deer. But I mean, if the husband hunts and gets it, the husband, mm-hmm. The wife is with him 100%. Mm-hmm. And,
mm-hmm.
And then this season she went to Javelina camp and actually got a javelina. So she went through the whole sequence. I think it took her about 2 years to do that. Just building on skills, increasing the network, mm-hmm. trying something new, a different weapon, a different area, a different group. But she was so eager to learn.
Yeah.
And she didn't know anything about guns and hunting and shooting. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm.
And now look at her. She comes to events. She's confident. Mm-hmm. She talks about her experiences. She encourages other people, mm-hmm. inspires them. So mm-hmm. that makes you cry sometimes watching.
Yeah, her story was very inspiring. And I met her at the recent pheasant hunt out in Buckeye. Okay. Out in Buckeye, and she shared her story, and I said, we need to interview her.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get her story. It's very inspiring. So
very cool.
The fact that she got her husband out there,
yep.
you know, hunting, mm-hmm. this is kind of like roles reverse here. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a women's only club, mm-hmm. but then the husbands can participate in like these general hunts is what you're saying. Is that what I understand you to say?
It's women focused, but it depends a little bit on the activity. If we say women only, we really want only women there because we want to create that closed, safe space, that circle.
Not that men aren't safe, just that
they need to feel.
Well, men are idiots, honestly.
Among,
you're telling me that story about.
We get it.
About Jill being so apprehensive about, is that the right bird or whatever? I thought to myself, we're the complete opposite.
Yeah.
We shoot first, ask later. It's like,
that thing's flying, I'm shooting. Oh, it's a drone.
Yeah. Oh, it's a drone? Oh.
Oops. Yeah.
That was a javelina, not a bird? I'm going to take it home anyway.
I feel much safer surrounded in your club than I would going out with a bunch of guys that you grew up
around. And there you go. There is a difference.
Yeah.
And I mean, we all acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to work with. And, you know, there's nothing bad about it. We are just different, and we just need to know how to approach that, mm-hmm. acknowledge it, respect mm-hmm. it, and work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
So what is, if you're going to go out and blow off steam and you want to go target practicing, what gun, I'll ask you both individually, what gun do you grab to just, that's your favorite thing to just go shoot and practice with?
I love to, now practicing, I love the clay shooting. So I'll take mm-hmm. my 12 gauge.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love it.
And do you use
and
a,
it's a
pump semi-auto, action or semi-automatic?
Semi-auto.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And most everybody I go out shooting with, they do their over under. But mm-hmm. go ahead. I don't know what your favorite one is.
So like a break barrel over under.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we know each other really well.
Yeah, and I prefer not to. But mm-hmm. majority of the girls I go out practicing with, they do the over under. So.
Yeah. Okay, Tanya, what gun do you grab?
I agree with that. We have a standing sequence that over the summer when it's hot, when you can't really do much hunting, we go out on the Trap and Skeet Range here locally in Yuma and meet Saturday mornings right before it gets too hot.
What is that called?
It's the Yuma Trap and Skeet Club out at the Dare Range.
Oh, out at
the Dare. Okay,
yeah. Out of 95.
I've been out there.
Exactly, yeah. And once or twice a month, we have an open invitation and say, anybody who wants to come shoot with us, have fun, can
mm-hmm.
come. If you don't have a gun, we usually have extra guns. We have Lona guns. Mm-hmm. We show you that, and you can come and shoot with us. And a lot of the women try out, or we encourage them to try out different guns, different, you know, actions, mm-hmm. different lengths, different fits, because that's a big one for women. It needs to fit in order for me to use it. If it doesn't fit, I'm not going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have converted quite a few women to my favorite gun, which is an over-under double barrel shotgun, because they're very simple. They can't really jam So it's a very safe gun. It's very easy to operate, but they're a lot of fun to shoot. And I think for us women, the clay shooting is just the fun because it's moving. You still build a skill. You're shooting in a group. You have five people shooting one after the other. So you immediately get feedback, encourage each other, or help each other. Mm-hmm. If you keep on missing and you're like, okay, what's going on? Maybe you should try this.
Because it's tough. It's not just, put the sights on the target and squeeze the trigger. You got to time it. Mm-hmm. It's more of a point than an aim type thing. I've never gotten it down. And I'll tell you, I actively avoid now the family outing where we go shooting because I walk away. I'm always a loser. My 8-year-old son can outshoot me. My wife's always outshot me. So that's no biggie for me. But when my 8-year-old starts outshooting me, I call it a day. I'm like, I'll prepare, the snacks for afterwards. And I don't go skeet shooting because I get embarrassed every time. Yeah. Maybe I should come out with you guys sometime. Yeah, you could show me the
tricks.
It's
an open invitation. We would love to have you.
Because it's a skill that you have to acquire over time.
It's very intuitive. So it has nothing to do with putting the sights on the target and be slow.
Am I overthinking it then?
Yes.
Track it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. The less you think, the more automated you let your eyes and your brain and your body work by itself, the easier it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was one of the first gifts my father-in-law gave me was a shotgun.
Ooh, awesome.
We went out skeet shooting and he's like, okay, you're in the family now. Let's go out skeet shooting.
He was just testing him.
I was going to say, that sounds very intimidating.
I saw him pull my wife off to the side. I'm like, you may want to thank this guy.
So, still married.
He's still married. Awesome. Yeah. So, but I don't go skeet
Father-in-law
shooting.
Father-in-law knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah. So, and it's awesome. I love, the aspect of when somebody knows how to handle a gun well, there just becomes a certain aura of confidence about them. And I love the saying that God made men equal, and then Colt made them. What does it say? There is a saying about that.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
What are the essentials in life? For the sportsman, it's a rifle, a pistol, and a shotgun. At Firearms Unknown, you can get the essentials for just $9.99. A Smith & Wesson 9mm pistol, a Mossberg shotgun, and an AR-15, all for just $9.99. Need ammo, knives, targets, or sporting gear? You'll find it all at Firearms Unknown at the lowest prices in Yuma. Good things come in threes, and the three for $9.99 deal at Firearms Unknown is definitely a good thing. Firearms Unknown, 801 West 32nd Street, or online at firearmsunknown.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
God created men. Colt made them equal.
That's awesome.
Because it is. It's a great equalizer. Mm-hmm. You go out there, and I've often seen that my wife outshoots most of, my brothers or her siblings as well. And it's the technique that is all about it. And once the gun is put to proper use, then it doesn't matter who's pulling the trigger. Mm-hmm. The end result's going to be the same.
It's funny you say that. So my wife she's a sharpshooter too. I mean, we go out and we do these kind of things and she's dead on all the time. Mm-hmm. And through the years, this came out, this revelation. I don't know how, but we were talking and something came up like, if you could do anything in the world, like profession, what would you do? And she said, I'd be a sniper.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Really?
That is a dream
job. She said, that just fits me, I'm like, okay. I'll watch my back, I guess.
She's patient.
Yes.
She is patient.
Yeah. Nautical. Yeah. Nautical.
We're going to say yes.
There you go. Yes.
For that, in case she watches
for the live recording.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So now the next question I have for you is the favorite game that you like to go after. You say harvest. We call it hunt. But I'll tell you, I've had some I've gone hunting, and I always came back empty-handed. I grew up in northern Idaho, where I'd be more likely to hit a deer with a car than I would with a bullet. And I was not a very good hunter. I don't know. I didn't have the knack. Mm-hmm. So is it deer, javelina? Is it dove? Is it big game like elk? Mm-hmm. Let's start. I guess, Tanya, we'll start with you because, Shauna, we started with you last time.
Yeah, go ahead. It's a tough question because we hunt basically almost any game that is legal to hunt in Arizona. But I think my personal favorite is hunting quail because I can go out with my dogs mm-hmm. and have fun out there a whole day, spend the whole day outdoors, seeing landscape, finding interesting things. I might have not even taken a shot, and I had so much fun mm-hmm. out there. But then if we find a covey of quail and flush it, mm-hmm. it's so exciting. It's such a rush in seconds mm-hmm. that you got to be ready for that. It trumps the whole day. You know, if we have two flushes in 5 hours, that was a perfect outing. And I'm not very successful at hitting them yet. I'm still building that skill. Mm-hmm. But just getting to see it, getting to try to shoot, getting to shoot and miss, even that is super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and quail season is a long season in Arizona. So you can hunt almost the whole fall and then into the spring. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of opportunity for us to go out. You don't need a tag. You just need a hunting permit. And I can carry my shotgun, take my dogs and my shotgun for a walk, and I'm perfectly happy with that. Mm-hmm. And of course, the next favorite thing is when every hunter in Arizona is looking for elk.
Mm.
So we got drawn for elk this year. My husband has the coveted early archery bull tag that he's been waiting for awesome. Years. So that's going to be the highlight of our year, that hunt.
And archery, holy smokes, that is a real skill too. You've got to be close. You've got
he is very patient. Adamant, and he is annoyingly very good with it.
Uh-huh. So you shoot bow and arrow too?
I shoot it, yes. I'm not as dedicated as him. That's why I'm not that mm-hmm. good of a shooter. Mm-hmm. But it is definitely a really great activity because it requires the same skills, you know, focus, building up your muscle memory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of technology involved with the compound bows. There's always fiddling around, mm-hmm. physics, etc. And we have a really good archery club, the Southwest Bow Hunters out there at Adair Range, that are super helpful if you have questions, that help you out with anything. And it's a good group to shoot with.
Mm-hmm.
So they meet every Sunday morning, and you can just shoot the 3D, the foam animals, which is a simulation of the real game that you hunt. So that's a great community, and that's a really good thing to get into. But then transferring that to a real animal, I personally am not ready to do that, but I have faith in my husband. I'm very proud of him that he's at that level where he can do it. Yeah.
Hit the mark.
Yeah.
Even when it's moving, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To me, I've always been fascinated by bow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's just so, to me, it's just awesome to watch that, to see such a long distance and just, my brother has a compound bow, and he would practice in the backyard. Like, he had a long backyard, and it's just so graceful, silent. It's just beautiful to watch.
You feel the power.
Yeah, yeah.
You like
cool.
go and thud, and it's like, whoa. It's wild. It's and primal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. When things go crazy, you know, you can always just have a bow.
Yeah.
You might not always have ammunition, but you can find arrows.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I hope absolutely. I didn't take your thunder.
No, no, not at all. I would agree with the quail.
Really?
Yeah.
Quail is your first favorite?
Only because I like the challenge, and it's very rare that I harvest. But when I do harvest, it's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a beautiful species as well. But it's the technicality behind it, just being able to, flush out a covey is an art in itself. And then, as far as like just the most rewarding, because like I said, the harvest is it's very rare that I harvest because of the difficulty of the hunt. But as far as experience, I like to walk away with the camaraderie when we do the deer hunt. So when we do get drawn for tags for our deer season, my husband and I will go on the tags together. And then a couple of friends also they'll apply for on that same tag with us.
You have two people on a tag?
Mm-hmm. You can have up to four.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we'll have another couple join us on that tag, and they come from California, so we bring California resources over here to Arizona, obviously. And we do the hunt together, so that time together is very precious. So as far as experience versus the challenge, my challenge is the quail hunt, but my favorite experience with family and friends would be our deer hunt.
Yeah.
It's like a 15-day hunt for us. So we're out there and we, you know, we take our trailer out there and just the memories and the time out there and just kind of getting lost out there and tracking them down and seeing how they live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camping, getting outdoors. I love to do doing it with a purpose just adds that extra layer to it. And having everybody committed to a single goal seems to really bring it together. All the little things, all the petty things of the world kind of melt away. And I don't hunt. I don't fish right now. And maybe that's why I'm so wound up and stressed out. Maybe I need...
Amen.
Do you hunt, Adam?
No.
But you have guns.
Yeah, I have a lot of guns. Yeah, no, when I was a kid, I mean, teenager, I would, with my friends, we would, I mean, I don't call it hunting. We would just shoot rabbits and quail, sometimes quail and stuff. And when you're talking about quail, it's like, I've always had a hard time eating what I kill. I don't know why. It just grosses me out, you know, because you have to clean it and all that stuff. By the time I get done with all that, I lose my appetite.
Well, probably not a very good cook, because it's how you prepare too.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's always been, you know, something where I just have a hard time, whether it's a chicken that I butchered or it's a quail that I I cleaned. I just have a hard time eating it after I do that. I don't know why.
I'm the same way. I love chicken. But I killed a chicken last year because we've got some chickens. And I couldn't eat it. But I did roast it over a fire that I created out in the field right then and there. And it was super chewy.
So. I think that's...
Preparation.
I think that's the case. So how about you eat your own game when you clean it and all that stuff?
Absolutely.
You just take pride in it?
And we share it. And, you know, we feed the neighbors. I host a ton of parties at my house. And it is always with our harvest that I prepare the meals. So it's like breaking bread.
Yes. And that's what I was going to say. I found that with hunters is they love to have people over and say, hey, you know, this is the deer that we got. This is the elk that we got. And, or, you know, fishermen too. You know, we went and we caught these fish. And for some reason, there's this air of confidence and this like sense of fulfillment. Like we went and we acquired this. We didn't just go buy it at the grocery store. And you want to go and share it. And then, you have your friends and family over.
There's
so
a story behind it.
There's a story behind it.
It's more meaningful for some reason. I've always felt, I've gone to those parties, and I've always looked at that with a bit of envy. So I can understand what you're saying. I haven't felt it, though. I guess, what is your favorite game to eat, then?
It used to be dove. Now it's deer, venison. So
dove.
Elk is amazing prepared correctly.
Elk stroganoff is my favorite meal of all time.
Not one we've tried. I'll have to incorporate that. Learn how to master that.
There you go. But dove, I've never actually eaten dove. I mean, I have eaten it, but I've never eaten it prepared in a way that like I was like, oh, yeah, that's a gourmet meal. I ate it in a way that I roasted it over the fire. Okay, so Tanya, what's your favorite game?
I think it's my deer meatballs that I make.
Really?
Yes.
What do you mix them with? Beef as well.
There is
give it
a little
fat because
there is a little bit of fat in there. So I don't make the ground meat right now. We have it from the processor from the butcher, but that's a goal making that by myself. But I'm just making it traditionally like you make normal meatballs, you know, spices, egg, breadcrumbs, and I like to combine it with like a cream mushroom sauce and then homemade German spätzle with it.
Yum.
I was going to say, this all sounds very German to me.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely influenced, yes.
Very cool. Awesome.
And to talk about the sharing, I'm going to becoming an outdoors women's camp this weekend. That's where I started out with a big part of my journey about 13 years ago. And they have an event in the evening on the first day where they prepare a game tasting buffet where different people, mentors, instructors, bring like something to taste. And then everybody gets to go and eat a little spoonful as an appetizer and try different kinds of game. And I've had so many different species that I personally wasn't able to hunt. Bison, buffalo, that's so hard to do. Mountain lion, bear, etc. So this time I'm going as a volunteer and mentor, and now I can share what I harvested. So it took a long time. It took 13 years to get there.
Wow.
But now I'm bringing my deer meatballs and a pheasant chucker stew for the ladies to try. It's going to be about 60 to 70 participants.
Are you going, Shauna?
I am not, no. So my goal is to do the one in September in Prescott. So you're going to Prescott, right?
Yes.
That's where this one is. So they have a fall one, and then they have their summer. And it's called Bow, so becoming an outdoor woman. And so, yeah, I look forward to the one in the summer because my family's up there during the summer in Prescott. They get out of Yuma, get into some cooler weather. So we go up there and visit them while they're snowbirding.
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 Yeah. So you are the banquet coordinator. Is that the right term?
Yes.
And the reason I kind of chuckled at that at first, it wasn't because I thought it was not important. It was because I thought that's the ultimate goal is to actually have some food at the end of the day, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You know, none of us want to go out hunting and then come home and eat top ramen.
Right.
No, we want to eat some meat.
Also, when you're in camp, you usually end up doing that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the typical meal.
So
in camp.
Shauna, why don't you give us a plug for the upcoming banquet? It's in June, right?
So it is, yes. So
June 7th?
It's June 7th, yes. So we have our dinner, lots of games. We have a live auction as well. A lot of local supporters have
pitched in.
We are very still cool. looking for sponsorship packages, purchase. So the sponsorship is a lot of our businesses will purchase say $1,000 package, and it feeds, you know, a party of eight. They get $250 worth of raffle tickets, so meals, raffle tickets, memberships. They get a ton of memberships.
And the recognition.
And then the recognition. Yeah, the sponsorship is huge. She puts together a great slideshow for the recognition with all of our sponsors. So we do have some pretty committed sponsors, but we are looking for more. We have our cocktail hour. So the cocktail hour is doors open. You do your registration. You get your bidder card. And then you just do the cocktail hour with us. And then we have a live auctioneer. Very spirited. I love his energy. I don't know if you guys know Johnny Porter with, the radio station. So 100.9, but he's no longer. So we're not quite sure where he's at right now, but he is our guy that night. He's a lot of fun, a lot of energy. The games are amazing. They're really packaged with gun tickets, so you can actually get your name in to for a ticket to put your name in for a drawing to win a gun. The live auctions, we have booze,
hunt packages,
gun raffle, or guns, you know, packaged with those hunt packages.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Forecasts for today, sunny, not as windy, and warmer, 81 for the high today, 57 the overnight low. Back to the 90s we go, low 90s starting tomorrow. Sunny and 90 on Tuesday, 61 Tuesday night, 90 and sunny on Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams, and I want to share with you the role that diabetes has had in my family. I lost my grandmother at the early age of 64 due to complications with diabetes. She was warm, generous, and a constant encouragement for me to follow my heart. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost four times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure, needing dialysis, or a kidney transplant. The good news is that you have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing and learn ways to prevent them from failing. So go to your doctor and get yourself checked out. Visit linkbylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, a real friend, the kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Some businesses here are simply for the birds. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you have to do is call or come by Southwest Lumber. Voted Yuma's best year after year because we are here for you all year, no matter the season, and for all of your home improvement reasons. We are your hometown hardware store, proudly serving the do-it-yourselfers in Yuma County since 1973. Find us on Facebook. Call 928-782-9867 or stop by and see us. You're always welcome at Southwest Lumber, 1917 South Avenue B, Yuma, Arizona, 85360.
We're the comfort experts, people you can trust. Ask our customers, that's why they count on us. Over 50 years of service, keep us going strong. We've got a name you can depend upon. Hansberger Refrigeration
and Electric.
Hansberger, count on.
In tough times, it can be difficult to know where to turn. If you or someone you know is looking for help, the Yuma Community Food Bank is here if you need a hand. We provide food and other resources to families, seniors, and individuals in need. We are open Monday through Friday. All you need to receive a food box is a photo ID with your current address. Visit our website at yumafoodbank.org for more information. The Yuma Community Food Bank also accepts donations in the form of non-perishable food, monetary donations, and volunteer help. You can choose to donate or advocate. You can choose to volunteer or raise awareness. You can choose to help end hunger. Call us anytime, 928-343-1243. Visit our main campus, located at 2404 East 24th Street, or use our food locator map online at yumafoodbank.org.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Is Leah coming again? Leah. Oh, we have a live painter. So Leah Littlewood, she does live
paintings. Like I'll just sit there in a chair and she'll paint me right there.
Well, not people, but she's creating on this big, huge canvas.
Oh. And then you auction that.
And then we auction it off. So you get to see it. Amazing.
Oh, my God. I wanted that painting so bad.
It's this year. It's methodical, kind of.
I have to talk with my husband.
Yeah. Just to watch it come alive. Yeah. It's amazing. So we have
been doing 2 hours.
It's beautiful, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who bought that one. I think it was one of our members who actually bought that.
Where is this going to be then?
So this is at the Elks. Yeah, so June 7th at the Elks. Elks is off of 32nd 95? Down past Avenue A. 30-second between A and B?
30-second between
A and B.
A and B.
Former
YMCA? YMCA.
YMCA.
Oh, former YMCA.
Used to be there.
Yes. Yep. Pascofa.
On the hill.
Yep. Okay. Just after the Dunes subdivision.
The Elks has done really well.
On the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm a member there. I love the Elks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so booze, guns, and lots of swag. Just a lot of hunting swag we're going to have. And you know, tickets. You just buy raffle tickets. You just throw your name in the bucket for the prize that you want, and there's going to be a lucky winner. So, yeah, it's exciting. Dinner is phenomenal. My brother-in-law does a smoked pork. Brisket. Pulled pork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He's amazing at what he does.
Have either of you gone out and gone on those hog hunts in Texas?
No.
I think they do them in Oklahoma too.
From a helicopter?
Well, you know, some do them from the helicopter, some do them in trucks, but I mean, there's just millions of wild hogs out there. Mm-hmm.
Invasive species.
Yeah, they're just tearing up the land and creating a big health issue because if they have some type of disease and it's uncontrollable because they spread it so quickly. Mm-hmm. And I know for China dealt with that for a long time, and we are dealing with that. It's not reported nearly enough, but they just reproduce quicker than they could possibly be killed. And that's been a big issue. Do you have members that have gone out there and done that? Or is that just something that's more of a
one-time thing? That's probably a bucket list.
Yeah.
We have a member who hunts hogs in California.
Mm-hmm. Wild hogs.
Wild hogs. Mm-hmm.
But are they like the 600 pounders?
I think they're pretty big.
Because we know, like, we have wild hogs here. Like, the javelina, I would consider a wild hog, right?
Mm-hmm. They're technically not a pig, not a hog, but everybody looks like...
What are they?
They're in a peccary family. Peccary, so it's more related...
like a tapir from South
America? Yeah, it's actually more related to... rats, mice.
Oh, really?
Actually, if you look at the, you know, the biological heritage, but they look so much that's, you know, that's how nature works for you. They create the same thing that looks similar, also it's coming from a different origin. So,
yeah.
So we call them pigs.
Just... But they can't breed with pigs.
No.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's his huge razorbacks.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it seems to be, and I want to phrase this correctly, this conundrum between going out and hunting and loving wildlife. Mm-hmm. And there is this misnomer that if you go out and you kill animals, then you don't love animals.
Mm-hmm.
And
how could you?
I tell you what, the people that I've been around that are very adamant hunters, and I've already confessed that I'm not one of them, they love wildlife. Mm-hmm. They love the outdoors, and they want to keep the streams clean. They want to keep the forest pristine. Mm-hmm. They want to maintain them. And it's not all about just... hands off. It's about active participation in keeping our forests healthy and the wildlife abundant. Can you explain a little bit about that misconception that's out there between, you know, the just stop oilers out there that say don't touch our forests and the people that are actually in the forest and saying no, we need to touch them, and our participation actually creates a healthy environment for both us and them.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave this one to Tanya because we actually spoke about this yesterday evening. I mean, well, the evening before we were given a perfect opportunity with our local Arizona Game and Fish. So I'll let her touch on that. She has some good insight there.
The way I explain it is if you love something, you protect it and you're willing to throw money and effort and volunteer hours behind it. So money and labor. So if you don't love it, if you're not exposed to it, there is no support for it. So hunters, of course, love wild game, wildlife in general, habitat, the local areas where you can go and recreate. But hunters are the ones who are willing to step up and preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
with their person also, you know, with their arms and providing labor. And a lot of people who are doing outdoors activities cannot support it because they don't have an avenue to support it. There is the Pittman-Robinson Act that provides funding for game and fish and habitat and conservation projects. It's a tax specifically on products that hunters use.
Mm-hmm.
So guns, ammo, certain outdoor gear that is taxed, and that's where the money comes from. Whereas people who don't hunt, they don't pay those taxes because they buy other items.
Mm-hmm. So you think that's a good idea to tax those things?
Well, you know, it's a necessary evil because it provides the necessary funding, and mm-hmm. hunters don't complain. They're happily, willingly pay that because they know where the funding goes, that it goes to something that they're supporting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd so be interesting, though, to take a pool of people that live in the inner cities and say, how important is it to preserve wildlife?
Right.
Uh-huh. I would think that it'd be just as high as individuals that live in rural areas that are hunters. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, well, if you think it's important, then uh-huh. let's apply the tax equally. Exactly. And the hunters will be out there actually contributing the man hours to do what the tax is meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it is focused all on the hunters who are actually funding the...
It's a little disproportionate.
It is disproportionate. Yeah.
But that's one leg. And then the other leg is just active volunteerism. We have a lot of nonprofit organizations, specifically in the state of Arizona, that take it upon them to provide active support to our agencies. And our group is focused on becoming one of them. So we are looking to support local habitat projects. And we've just recently have been approached with a great opportunity of a project that we really would like to support. So usually habitat projects in the state of Arizona, we're living in a desert, have something to do with providing water to wildlife. Mm-hmm. It's either building or recreating infrastructure to provide water, and because the water then provides the life for wildlife. So that's how they survive, and that's how we keep wildlife in the state of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And so these habitat projects are something that a lot of hunting and we call them critter groups provide support. Critter groups because there's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, there's Quail Forever, Pheasants Forever, there's the Mule Deer Foundation, there's the Arizona Antelope Association. So every mm-hmm. species usually has a group behind them mm-hmm. that they're focusing on. And what these groups are doing is, A, they're providing the support if you want to go hunt that species. They help you with teaching you, building those skills. But they also provide volunteers to help out with habitat and conservation projects to keep that species alive.
Mm-hmm.
So we are Pheasants and Quail Forever. So we are focused on having something that will provide habitat for quail, which in return provides habitat for all the other species there too. Because if we build a drinker for quail, it's going to be used by everything else that's out there.
That's visiting in the area.
So we've been approached to help out with a really great project that a lot of work has been put into already. And we're currently looking at our funding opportunities that we can help fund that either financially and then also with volunteer hours. And that now provides us one of the reasons to really excitedly support our banquet, because mm-hmm. that's what we really want to do with that money that we're raising. We want to provide activities for women, give them the chance to try something out, and we also want to provide the habitat projects mm-hmm. so that we have something that we can offer them.
Well, I think we are out of time. You want to plug your banquet one more time?
Absolutely. So June 7th, we hope to see everybody out there. June 7th, doors open at 4:30. Dinner is at 6. There's a ton of fun. You can find it at our Facebook page is probably the easiest mm-hmm. instead of rambling off.
So when they're looking at for mm-hmm. Facebook, search on Facebook, what do they search?
So Yuma Desert Doves, Women on the Wing. And then you'll find our events there and check out our fourth annual event. It's going to be a lot of fun. June 7th.
Yuma Desert Doves, Women on the Wing.
Yes. Appreciate
so this is a program that our good friend Catherine Thompson, in partnership with the Arizona Game and Fish Department, is offering. So okay. We are supporting the program, but she's running it out of the Game and Fish office. And it's a sequence of workshops for 5 months, once a month. We're offering a workshop that gets women interested in giving them the skills for hunting, so there's no previous experience required. Mm-hmm. It includes a trap shoot, it includes a game tasting, gun safety workshop, presentation about how to hunt dove, and then, as I said, it's a mentor dove hunt during the Yuma dove season. We're expecting about 20 women to go through that, and we are currently recruiting. We still have spots available for that, so we would really like to fill them all and have them join our group. So if you're interested in that, we can give Catherine's phone number. She is the one who will get you through the registration process and explain what the details are, because we want a little bit of commitment. It's an awesome program. Mm-hmm. It's almost free, $25. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot for that. Mm-hmm. And we actually have people coming from Tucson and from Phoenix to this program because they're saying there's nothing else in the state of Arizona. So yeah. We really right. want to do that.
Yeah. So this is for yeah. adult women then?
It
probably
is
not
for adult
teenagers. Well,
yeah. What is the age group?
It's 18 and over.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For liability reasons.
Sure, sure. Yeah. When does this start? Sorry.
It starts in May, middle of May.
Okay.
And then there is a workshop once a month. And until
September.
Yeah, first 2 weeks of September. I don't think we have nailed down the final day yet. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a weekend for the hunt. We know that, a weekend or a holiday mm-hmm. for the final hunt, because you have to get up early in the morning to hunt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're interested, Catherine's phone number is 928-341-4070.
Perfect. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. And if I want to know more, I could probably go to the Facebook page. Is there a link there as well?
Absolutely.
Probably. Yeah. Okay.
We've posted about it. It's there. You'll see it. Mm-hmm. All the information and flyer is also on our Facebook page.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Tanya and Shauna, any other words of advice before we go?
Be adventurous.
Yeah. Be adventurous. Get that. Out there. Yeah. Good. Enjoy our beautiful state.
Mm-hmm. Well, we really appreciate you coming on and such short notice. I know it was a little bit of a short notice, but mm-hmm. you've been so pleasant, and maybe we'll have to have you on again.
Yeah. Likewise. Thank you guys mm-hmm. for your time.
Yep.
It's been fun.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Once there was a man who couldn't stand.
A mom who couldn't wait.
A scientific community that said it couldn't be done.
And then you.
And then I.
And then we.
Brought neuromuscular disease into screaming color with the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
We've willed the impossible into existence.
We've pushed the science.
Raised the funds.
Shifted the narrative.
And transformed the reality of life with neuromuscular diseases.
For 75 years, we've built communities together.
Established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And made it thrive.
Call that a legacy.
Call it impact.
Call it momentum.
Just call it ours.
Because it's the generations of community heroes that give MDA the strength we have today.
And until neuromuscular disease is a thing of the past, you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
It started with the original care package. And for almost 80 years, CARE has been delivering hope around the world. Our story for a better world is only starting. Join us to secure a better future for her at CARE.org.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.